So good afternoon, dear brothers and sisters.
午安，弟兄姐妹。
This afternoon, as I was coming out to church, I had a lot of pain in the hip.
我今天来教会的时候，我的有点痛。
And maybe it has to do with the weather.
可能对天气有关系。
So when I was in the car, it was very painful.
在车子里开车的时候，我觉得非常疼。
So my little grandson was sitting with my daughter in the back.
我的孙子和我的女儿坐在后边。
My grandson is 4 years old.
他已经四岁了。
And just learning to become a little chatterbox.
对，他很喜欢讲话。
And
so,
So, when he saw that I was in pain,
他看见我有痛。
So he put his hand on my shoulder.
他放他的手在我的肩头。
And he prayed for me.
他在为我祷告。
And he prayed that he thought I had the pain because I knocked myself somewhere.
他以为我的痛是撞了我撞了一点东西。
But that doesn't matter. He started to pray for me that the Lord will take away my pain.
他求主把我的这痛拿走。
It was such a lovely little prayer that he prayed.
这是一个非常可爱的祷告。
And I said to him, I'm sure my pain will go away.
我告诉他我的痛一定会走，一定没有了。
Because I told him the Lord Jesus loves to listen to the prayer of little children.
我告诉他，主耶稣很喜欢听小孩子的祷告。
Even more than listening to the prayers of grown-ups.
他也比听长年人的祷告还喜欢。
Because I said many grown-ups they pray, but the Lord Jesus is not very willing to listen.
很多的成年人的祷告，可是主耶稣并不是很喜欢听。
Their heart is not so pure.
因为他的心不是那么纯正。
But the little children he loves to listen to.
可是他小孩子他就非常喜欢听。
And indeed, in a short while, the pain disappeared.
真的很奇怪，过了一下子，我的痛就没有了。
Well, I took them to the Vietnamese church just now.
我带他们去了越南教会。
Because when they were in Montreal, before leaving from Montreal, they were worshiping in the Vietnamese church.
因为在他还没离开加拿大的时候，他们是在越南教会崇拜的。
So just to share with you that the Lord is so gracious, and now I'm ready to get on with today's ministry.
所以你看，神是多么恩典，所以现在我继续下去。
It's so good to see Brother Boon Tech here today.
我看到今天很高兴看到Boon Tech 在我们中间。
I missed him for the last few weeks.
我的过去几个星期没见他。
I discovered that he was lecturing in China or somewhere.
我听说他在中国的在教书。
Was it in 天津啊？北京，北大。
他是在北京的去教了一下子。
嗯哼。So very good to see you. Yeah.
很高兴看见。
Especially before I'm about to leave, this being my last Sunday.
尤其是这是我最后一个星期日在这里。
And I only regret that for some of you, I didn't have so much chance to get to know you this time.
唯一个有点后悔就是我没有和每一个人都有很多的交谈。
Hopefully next year, if the Lord wills, next summer, sometime after the liberation of Hong Kong.
Okay, 希望明年在香港给共产党拿回以后。
Then I will come back again if the Lord wills, if they haven't first taken me to a guest house of theirs.
我觉得我会回来，除非他们要有特别其他的计划。
So I look forward to meet fellowshipping with you all at that time.
我会很明年会很高兴再与你们相聚。
So let us commit this time.
我们一起祷告。
Gracious Father,
我们的天父
we just thank you for your love to us.
我们感谢你给我们的爱
We thank you that you are the living God.
因为你是一个活活的真神
A God who hears and answers prayer.
你是听我们祷告也会回应我们的祷告
Especially when our hearts are pure.
当我们的心是
Because you look into our hearts.
Because you look into our hearts. 因为你看是看我们的心。
But those with impure hearts, they cannot find you in this universe.
对，如果我们的心是不有污秽的话，我们他们就不能寻找到你。
But for the pure in heart, how close you are, how sweet is the experience of yourself.
就是那些神有神证的哈，你就和他们亲近。
Lord, we commit today's service into your hands.
我们将今天的聚会交在你手里面。
And pray that your presence will be with power in our midst.
你的与我们同在。
We commit to you our sister to be, who is about to be baptized today.
我们将瑟琳姐妹也交在你手里面。
Pray, Lord, that you will bless her in the step of faith that she is about to take.
你也祝福她，因为她要在你面前做一个信心的考验。
Lord, I do pray for every person here today.
我为每一位在这里的祷告。
Pray that you will speak with power to every heart.
你会向每一个人有能力的讲话。
Meet each person in their need.
你会给他们的需要。
And pray that you will draw them each one to yourself.
你会吸引他们到你的面前。
We ask for your glory's sake, in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是你的荣耀的名来求。
Amen.
Amen.
Since today we have a baptism,
今天因为我们有洗礼,
I would like also to address some fundamental question of the Christian life.
我要今天要讲一点关于基本的基督徒的生活。
And to do that, I would like to concentrate for the purpose of this message on one verse, or rather two verses.
我们今天要讲两个经句。
And that is in Philippians chapter 3,
是腓立比第三章
verses
13 and 14
Philippians 3:13 and 14
腓立比第十三章第十三到第十四节
perhaps
Can we ask the one thing that you want to hear?
Yes, thank you.
谢谢.
That verse that Sister Wang Jing just read, the last verse.
The last verse. 忘记姊妹刚才读的最后一句。
Says that for all those who Christians who are mature.
那些已经成熟的基督徒。
These Christians, they think in this way.
他们会想着这种方法来想。
Which way?
哪个方法呢?
That's what's mentioned in verses 13 and 14.
对，就是在第十三到第十四节就讲到了。
A mature Christian, though he is mature, he does not think he has already arrived at what he should be.
一个成熟的基督徒并不是说他已经得到了他的目标。
But what does he do? He forgets all those things behind.
他就忘了背后的事情。
And he puts his whole energy to what is in front.
他把他所有的精力放在他前面的事情。
Now that sounds simple.
这讲起来好像很容易。
But in practice, it's very difficult.
这在实际来做起来就比较困难。
Now in the exegesis or exposition of this verse, it is not that simple to understand.
来解释这个解经这两句圣经也是不是容易。
So I would like to give this verse to our sister who is going to be baptized.
我讲讲这两句圣经是先给我们的将来洗礼的姊妹。
But also to every one of you.
还是给同时也给每一位。
This verse you will often see on the various posters, especially in Christian bookshop, because very, very popular verse.
听在基督教的这个书卷里面有很多这个这都放在那个poster 海报。
Yes, you often see it even in Chinese. 忘记背后，努力面前。
Yeah, they sometimes they have it in both languages.
So, I was saying Chinese just now. Forget what's behind, press on to what's in front. Yes. So, you will see that this verse contains a very important principle.
这句话里面有一个非常重要的原则。
And though you see it so often in the bookshops and in posters, it seems few people really understand what it means.
虽然你在书卷里看到很多次有这种事，可是很多人不明白到底是什么意思。
What does it mean to forget what is behind?
这去忘记背后到底是什么意思呢？
Should we forget everything that is behind?
让我们把一切都忘掉了，是不是这个意思呢？
What about the important historical lessons from which we should learn something?
以前我们学到很多的功课，是不是我们都要忘掉它呢？
A large part of the Old Testament is history, and history, of course, has to do with what is past.
旧约是都是讲历史，历史就是讲以前的事情。
So if you forget what is past, then we don't have to study history.
如果我们不愿读历史，那我们就不需要读历史了。过去的事情叫我们不需要读历史。
That means there's a large part of the Old Testament we didn't needn't bother to read.
所以这样讲就是说旧约就不需要读了。
And when we say press forward to what?
我们说要向前进，那怎么前面是什么呢？
It speaks of the goal in front. What is the goal?
我们说前面有个目标，这个目标是什么呢？
You ask a Christian, what is the goal of his life?
你问基督徒他生活的目标是什么？
If I asked you your goal, would you be able to tell me?
我问你的生活的目标，你能不能告诉我？
I meet many Christians who are very sincere in their faith.
很多基督徒在他信心是非常纯正的。
But they can't tell me what is the goal of their Christian life.
他们就是不能说他们到底是人生的目标是什么。
Is it to get to know the Bible better?
是不是就是熟读圣经啊？
Is it in order to carry out our mission to preach the gospel?
是不是我们到别的地方去讲道？
What is the goal in front?
我们到底我们的前面的目标是什么？
So then you can see that the meaning is not so obvious.
就这样知道我们的那个意思不是那么明显。
So next time you look at that verse, I hope you will understand it better after today's message.
下次你再看这句圣经，可能你会明白更多一点。
Let me try to expound it by way of some illustration.
我现在来用例子来解释这句经句。
Now, I find that when I read the newspaper every day, I learn a lot of spiritual truth from it.
当我每天看报纸，我在那里学到很多属灵的功课。
I wonder how you look at the news.
我问你看新闻怎么看法？
If you look at the news, you'll see, oh, every piece of important news has a very important spiritual message in it.
每一个新闻都有一个非常重要的属灵的教训在里面。
Indeed, God can speak through us through the news if we have ears to hear and eyes to see.
神把他的信息从新闻里面和我们讲话，除非我们有耳朵听。
Now, 2 weeks ago, you remember news to our surprise, what was happening in Iraq.
两星期前我们看到事情发生在Iraq.
Our old friend Saddam Hussein was coming up again with some ideas.
对，Saddam Hussein又想侵略他们附近的人的国家。
You're doing the preaching for me.
Sorry.
You would have thought that after the Gulf War, he would have learned some important lessons.
你以为他在那个Gulf War以后，他学了一个功课。
After that disastrous experience, you would have thought he had enough of that.
他上次打败的那么坏，他以为他已经学了一个功课。
No way.
他还没有。
He hasn't seemed to learn anything.
他好像一点都没学到什么东西。
Now he wants to start up on the northwest with the Kurds.
他现在要在西北去攻击Kurds。
And suddenly the cruise missiles are coming again.
突然那个飞弹就来他那里。
Suddenly the airplanes are coming overhead again.
突然的飞机又在上面飞了。
What do you have to do to help him to learn some basic lessons in life?
用什么方法可以让他知道学一点功课呢?
But isn't that what we find among Christians as well?
是不是我们的基督徒也是同一样?
I see the same thing happening.
我看同一件事情发生。
They have one bad experience after another because of disobeying the Lord.
他们因为不顺服神，他有很多的不好的经验。
But have they learned something from that?
可是他们有没有在这个地方学到功课呢?
No.
没有啊。
They go on and make the same mess over and over again.
他继续下去，又做很多错的事情。
And you ask the question, why?
你就要问，到底为什么他会有这种事情发生？
Now think for a moment, why?
你想想，为什么？
So this case 2 weeks ago, this news item has to do with an international matter.
两星期的那个新闻是个讲国际的新闻。
That is concerning the relationship between countries.
说是关于国家和国家的关系。
It has to do with politics.
是讲关于政治的。
And military affairs.
军事的事情。
Mm-hmm. And then, last week, well, this the week just passed.
上星期。
Well, I should say about 10 days ago now.
大概10天前。
Another news item appears.
又有一个新闻。
And that one, of course, you know very well. You know that very well.
你这个你就一定很知道，你很熟悉的。
What was it?
这是什么呢？
This time, a problem of relationships on the royal level.
又是讲到关于王家的关系的问题。
Was the official announcement of the divorce of Princess Diana and Prince Charles.
他们是说关系的离婚，就是Diana and Prince Charles.
Of course, you don't say Princess Diana anymore. She's not a princess anymore.
你不能说她是公主，因为她不再是公主。
She's no longer your royal highness.
她不再是your royal highness.
She's now just a common citizen.
她就是好像普通人一样。
From the heights of glory down to the ordinary level again.
从很高跌得很低。
Why would this thing happen after 15 years of marriage?
为什么这种事情会发生? 他们结了婚15年。
I can't think why. I pose a second question for you to think about.
我再问你多一个问题。
And is the answer to this question similar to the one concerning Iraq?
你觉得他们的关系和Iraq是不是有相同的地方?
No, 对这个问题的答案跟前面一个问题的答案是不是相同?
Sorry.
So that is the question.
这是个问题。
Now, here we have a fairy tale situation.
我们这个好像是神仙的故事。
The marriage of Diana and Charles. It was a fairy tale story.
他们好像是神仙的故事。在他们两个人结婚。
15 years ago, it captured the imagination of the whole world.
15年前，每个人都是看他们的婚礼。
This beautiful princess.
他们看到一个非常美丽的公主。
Or rather, she was just an ordinary person, but now becomes a princess.
她本来是一个平常的人，突然她变成了一个公主。
And possibly to become queen of England.
也可能将来是做英国的女王。
Wow, this is just what every little girl was imagining. One day, maybe I become a princess or even a queen.
每一个小女儿都是在想，有一天我们可能就是做公主，然后做女王。
This is the stuff of which dreams are made.
这种就是每个人的梦想的目标。
This is the kind of stuff you see only in fairy tale books.
这种就是在神仙的故事里面你能看到。
And now it's real, there on the screen. This Diana is going to become princess, even queen, maybe.
对，你看到在电视里面，她说这个女孩子是做了公主，以后可能是做女王。
And what she was marrying was not some ugly old king.
她不是嫁给一个非常老又丑的王帝。
But handsome prince.
不是一个非常最的王子。
You see him in his uniform.
你看他穿的那个上很漂亮，礼服很美。
And there it was with this all the gold braid, the gold buttons.
他都有金镶金的衣服，还有金的扣子。
With his shiny sword by his side.
他还有一个很亮的那个剑在他的旁边。
His handsome features, brown wavy hair.
还有呢，还有他的那些很美的中年时的头发。
Every girl's heart is going up. Oh, wonderful.
每个女孩子都说那么好。
The future king of England.
是英国的将来的王帝。
Wow, This is the thing of which dreams are made.
这种就是人所梦想的一个目标。
15 years ago, everybody's eyes were glued to the wedding ceremony.
15年前，每个人都很看那个都是很近的在电视里看他们的婚姻。
Oh, wonderful.
这是很美的一件事情。
And then we hear the news, divorce.
然后我们听说他们是离婚的。
Of course, we're not totally surprised. We know that there have been problems for years now.
我这当然也是不是很惊奇，因为我们知道他们两个中间有很多问题。
But when it finally came to the announcement of an official divorce, it's sort of at the end of the dream.
当他们的结果是真正的离婚了，这就是我们醒回来的时候，那个梦已经醒了。
But why?
的问题就是要问为什么呢
？Why should two good-looking people？
为什么两个那么美的人
？With such a glorious future，
为有那么好的前途
？Who have everything that the world can offer and more？
他们世界上拥有一切所需要的东西。
Why does it come to a divorce？
为什么他们要离婚呢
？What do you think？
你觉得怎么为什么？
Do you have some answers in your mind?
你有没有的答案呢
？If you just say, well, character difference, right? Well, everybody has character difference.
你说他们的性情不同，那每个人都有性情不同的。
Which two people are completely identical?
哪有两个人完全一样的
？Does a character difference mean that every marriage has to break up?
是不是性格不同就每一个婚姻就要离婚呢？
Of course not.
当然不是。
There are ways to overcome these differences.
我们用方法来克服这个不同的地方。
But not even prince and princess can overcome.
那些不同的地方，王子和公主都不能克服。
Well, some people cannot afford very good marriage counselors.
有的人不能花不钱去请那些婚姻的顾问。
But they have all the means necessary.
他们很有钱啊。
they still could not solve the problem.
可是他们还是不能克服这问题。
What about all the bad publicity?
还有很多不好的宣传，那又怎么呢？
That should give them pressure to stay together.
他们这应该给他们有压力，让他们能够在一起啊。
What about the children?
还有他们的儿女。
To whom are the children going to go to now?
那他们的小孩子谁去管他们呢？
Well, why did this happen?
为什么这件事情会发生？
Let's come to a third story. Now, let's consider this again from another angle.
我们再看另外一个例子。
I was looking at the news a few days ago, and there is the story of Christopher Reeves.
我看到一个就是一个明星，他叫 Christopher Reeves.
You know who he is?
你知道他是谁啊？
Oh, you see, Alain knows. He's nodding his head. Anybody else knows? Yes, I see more people nodding their heads.
Superman.
Ah, even Uncle Don knows. Yeah, he's Superman.
他以前做一个戏叫 Superman.
This handsome, tall, muscular fellow.
他是一个非常高、非常美的一个人。
And he wears this blue suit, Superman with a big S in front.
他穿了一个蓝颜色衣服，还有一个大个 S 在前面。
Oh, he can spread his arms so he can fly in the sky. Wow, this is dreams are made of that.
他能够弯手，他能够在天上飞。
Don't you love it? We can only dream, fly in our dreams.
我们只能在梦中里说我们会飞。
And when I fly in my dream, I don't do a very good job of it.
我在梦里飞的时候，我飞不成。
Because basically I'm a swimmer, you see.
因为我是游泳的。
And so when I fly, I'm also swimming.
当我飞的时候，我好像用游泳的那个样式来飞。
But he doesn't need to move his arms.
他根本连他的手臂都不需要动。
He just put his arms forward and shoo like a rocket.
他就把他的手这样过去，他就会飞了。
Superman.
他就是一个超群的人。
But now, what happened to Christopher Reeves? I guess you know.
你知道现在他发什么事情发生？
He's paralyzed.
他是完全瘫痪。
瘫了。
瘫痪。
He fell from the horse and he broke his neck.
他从马上跌下来，他把他的那个背也就断了。
And so from the neck down, he's paralyzed.
从颈下面他是瘫痪。
And there he was. I could hardly recognize him when he was brought onto this stage for a meeting.
因为他现在这个情形我也不能认识他，因为他有一次去了一个会里面。
He looked so pathetic.
他
很可怜的样子啊。
他样子很可怜。
He was sitting in this chair pushed by somebody.
他坐在一个人有人推他。
He can't even breathe too well, so he had a pipe stuck in his mouth.
他不能呼吸，他要有一个气空气的这放在他嘴里面。
And he didn't look like this handsome person that we all thought of in the film of Superman.
他就不像以前那个 Superman 那么俊。
He was in this meeting to.Raise some money for people with spinal injuries.
他去那个开会，就是想筹一点钱来做这个背节的那个受伤的人的研究工作。
So, what lesson is there to learn in this?
那在这方面，我们来讲有什么功课我们可以学呢？
From the height of the glory, even of his own physical excellence, never mind the dream idea of Superman.
他从他很健康的时候的他自己。
He was a sportsman.
他是一个非常好运动的人。
His muscles were not phony, you know.
他的肌肉不是假的。
So when he put on this tight suit, you have to have a good physique, otherwise, what do you look? All the ribs sticking out there. I mean.
穿那个Superman 的衣服，他的 肌肉一定是要很好，不然的话你 看到他的肋骨。
So this kind of tight fitting thing, you have to have the real muscles there. Oh, very impressive.
他一定要有真的这个肌肉才能够给人看到。
And now he sits bent in this wheelchair.
他现在就坐的就在一个轮椅上。
What is being said to us from all this?
从这个方面我们对我们讲什么话呢？
I think God is saying something.
神在和我们讲话。
The thing that God wants to say is not concerning Christopher Reeves himself.
神要我们和我们讲话，并不是说关于 Christopher Reeves.
It's not as though he did something bad in himself.
并不是说他做了一点不好的事。
But there seems to be a message to all mankind.
这好像在这方面给我们人类有一个信息。
You think you are Superman.
你说你是一个超群的人。
And Superman, as you know, can solve every problem.
因为一个超群的人可以做什么事情都可以做。
He can even stop the rockets flying in the sky.
他可以连这个飞舰，他也可以叫他停下来。
You think man can become something that doesn't need God anymore?
你觉得人在这个时候不需要神了？
Man can do it all. He only needs to be super.
人可以做一些东西，如果他是超群的话。
And when you attain to this super status, you can forget about God.
如果你能够是一个超群的人呢，那你就把神放在一边，不要想他。
I think to everybody who even stops to think for a moment.
如果每一个人仔细再想一想。
The picture is look at Superman.
就是叫你看一下这个Superman.
Superman cannot save himself, never mind save anybody else.
他连他自己都不能挽救，更不要说他去救别人了。
Every time now, every child looks at Christopher Reeves, he thinks, oh dear, what happened to Superman?
每个小孩子看到的这个Christopher Reeves 现在就说啊，到底这个 Superman 变成这样子。
Of all the stars in the all the Hollywood stars, this didn't happen to anybody, but to Superman. I mean, is that coincidence?
所有 Hollywood 那个明星，每个人都没有发现，就是发生在这个 Superman 的身上，觉得是很偶然吗？
When we read the news, are we listening? Are we learning something?
我们看这个新闻，我们学到一点功课吗？
We don't learn spiritual lessons only from the Bible.
我们总是在圣经里面读这个属灵的功课。
God is speaking to us from everywhere if we have ears to hear.
神用不同的方法对我们讲话，只要我们有耳朵听。
So what is there in common through these three lessons?
在这个三个例子上面中间有一个同一样的事情是什么呢？
One on the international level.
我一个就是在国际的政策上。
One on a personal level, on a social level.
一个是就是说人与人之间的问题。
And one regarding an individual.
第三个是说个人的问题。
And interestingly, in that order, that I got the messages of these.
很奇怪的就是在这种刺激下。
The lesson here.The fundamental problem of man.
人的最大的问题。
Man's spiritual problem is what? Is himself.
他的问题就是他自己。
If you don't correctly diagnose a disease, you can't treat it.
如果你医生不把你的问题检查出来，就不能
去治疗他。
治疗你的问题。
If you get the wrong diagnosis, you might even kill the patient by the wrong treatment.
如果你断症不对的话，可能那个病人也给他弄死了。
And if the treatment deals only with symptoms, we call it symptomatic treatment. It doesn't deal with the root of the problem.
对，你如果我们只是治标的话，根本就不和那个根源的原因就不理了。
The root problem in man is what?
人的基本的根源的问题是什么？
What is the root problem in you?
你生命的根源的问题是什么？
If we don't deal with that We never solve the problems.
如果我们不根治的话, 我们永远不会, 把问题解决。
The fundamental problem of man is what is called the self.
人最基本的问题就是自我,
the ego.
我们的自信。
Now that's the thing. That is the most difficult thing to deal with.
这个是最难解答的问题。
Because as we saw, look again at our friend Saddam.
我们再看我们Saddam。
Why does he want to swallow Kuwait?
为什么他要去经历Kuwait?
Everything that Saddam does is motivated by self-glorification.
他每一件事他做都是为了他自己的荣耀而做。
He even rebuilt the ancient city of Babylon from the Bible times.
他把巴比伦重建起来。
And on the bricks of that rebuilt Babylon, he put his own name there. Each one of the bricks has his name.
他把巴比伦那个城建的时候，每一个石头上都有他的名字。
It's his own glory he wants to build.
因为他是要建立他自己的荣耀。
He wanted to be in history books as the conqueror of Kuwait.
他要在历史上说他是争夺Kuwait的conqueror，征服者。
Then he also has much bigger ambitions than that. Kuwait was only the first step.
他还有更大的雄心。
If he were not stopped there, who knows where he's going to go?
如果他在那里不就人家停了他，他不晓得将来会圆满到什么地方。
But after such a disastrous defeat,
他那次失败了以后,
you would have thought, now you will learn the lesson. No, nothing will stop the self.
你以为他学那次打败了以后，他一定学了一个功课，其实他们根本没有学的。
So now he wants to find another way.
他现在又要找另外一个目标。
To establish his glory.
要去做他的这个荣耀出来。
But is he so different from the rest of us?
请问他的做法和我们是不是很相同啊？
Look into your heart. What motivated you to do what you did?
我只请问你，你的动机做事情是什么东西令到你去做这种事情？
If it is not for your pleasure, your satisfaction, your glory, why did you do it?
如果不是为了你的荣耀，你自满，你为什么要去做呢？
Man is motivated by that desire to fulfill self.
人总是为要充满自我，他就去做很多事情。
And when we look at the relationship of Diana and Charles, why should such a wonderful marriage break up?
你再看Diana和Charles的婚姻，他们为什么要离婚呢？
The clash of self.
因为他们两个人自我的冲突。
Neither will give in to the other.
他们两个都不肯让步。
So something has to break.
结果婚姻就分离了。
So in the case of Iraq, it is the clash of wills between nations.
在伊拉克就是我们看到这个国家和国家中间的冲突。
So Saddam wants Kuwait and the world says no.
萨达他要苦味，可是联合国说不行。
So there is the clash.
所以就有打仗。
That's how wars arise.
这所有的战争也是这样发生的。
And so also in marriages, the clash of self destroys the marriage.
如果在婚姻里面的自我的挣扎的时候，相得的时候，就婚姻有了问题。
Why do we need power?
为什么我们要有能力？
So that we can overcome an opposing will.
我们就可以克服对方的质疑。
Then we can get our way.
我们就可以做我们要做的事情。
That's why Superman is so appealing.
因为 Superman 是这样受人欢迎。
To get done what we think is right.
去做我的那些东西我们觉得是对的。
Please notice the words, what we think is right.
比如他就请记得我说他们觉得是对的。
是我们所觉得是对的。
我们觉得是对的。
You see, we may think, even in the Christian life, there are clashes.
在基督徒里我们也觉得有冲突。
Because there are people in the church who think they are right.
在教会里面有的人说他说他们是对的。
The leaders are wrong.
领袖是错。
But the leaders say, I am more spiritual, I am right, you are wrong.
领袖说我们是更属灵，所以我们是对，你是错。
So, clash.
所以就这样有冲突。
That means to say, the self is so subtle,that it will not say, I am doing this for my glory. I mean, that's a little bit too bold to say.
其实他们并不是说我们做了为我们自己的荣耀而做，这是很夸张来这样讲。
But you will find some glorified reason. It is for the glory of Iraq. Of course, the glory of Iraq is his glory, but
it is my
glory. It's Iraq's glory.
他说为了Iraq 的荣耀，其实就是说撒旦的荣耀。
We hide our real motive behind nice sounding words.
我们把我们自我的动机的放在后边。
That's very scary.
这是很恐惧。
And in the spiritual life, that is not only scary, it is disastrous.
在属灵的这是不但是坏，这是很可怕的。
I would say, you got to do it because I am more spiritual. I tell you to do it.
你应该这样做，因为我是比你熟龄，你就要服从我。
It's like I've heard more than one case of a boy say to a girl, "You got to marry me."
对，有一个男孩子对一个女孩子说，你一定要嫁给我。
And when the girl said, "Why?"
那女孩子问，为什么呢
？Because it is God's will that you do it.
因为神的旨意，你要嫁给我。
How do you argue with that?
你怎么和他争论呢？
And how do you know it's God's will?
你怎么知道是神旨意呢？
I've been a Christian 2 years longer than you have.
我做了基督徒比你还长了两年。
I know the Lord better than you do.
我知道神比你更多。
So you have to marry me.
所以你要嫁给我。
Well, that's some way to propose, isn't it?
这是一种求婚的方法。
But I'm not joking. This, in fact, has happened. I know at least 2 cases of this in my own experience.
我的这不是讲笑话，真的有发生的。
So, dear sisters, be careful.
所以，弟妹们，你们要小心。
Some brother is going to come to you one of these days and tell you that it's God's will you marry him.
有个弟兄会来到你面前说，因为神的旨意，你要嫁给我。
You see, he does what he wants.But he uses God's name to do it. That is the worst thing.
他用他想的做他的东西，就用神的名字来做。
But this is unfortunately rather common in the church.
可是这种事情在教会里是非常普通。
And of course, what's the right answer to this kind of proposal?
这种求婚。
这个准确的答复对这样的问题
准确的答复对这种问题。
Well, like the one sister when she was asked by the brother, or not asked, but told by the brother that it's God's will for her to marry him.
有一个姐妹她说是神她说是为神的旨意她要嫁给那个男孩子。
She said, I will marry you when God tells me that it is his will.
她说我会嫁给你如果神也对我这样同样的讲。
So, I want to share with you this matter, the self and the cunning of the self.
我要和你讲就是自我和那个自我的狡猾。
But now you're asking me, what's this got to do with the text that you read at the beginning?
那你就问我的，今天我们读的那圣经和这个有什么关系呢？
What was our text?
我们的经文怎么讲？
Forgetting what's behind.
我们要忘去背后。
And we ask the question, forgetting what?
就是要问，到底我们要背后忘掉什么？
Well, Saddam Hussein already forgot what's behind. He forgot about Kuwait a few years ago.
萨达姆 Hussein 已经把他和古卫的那件事情已经忘了一件。And
he is pressing forward to the goal.
他还是继续要去侵略其他的国家。
The goal of his own glorification.
因为他的目标是要为了是